Unit 12. Lecture.
Someone once said, "The future is very difficult to predict because it hasn't happened yet." Very true, but today let's look at six people's predictions about the future. Bill Gates started Microsoft and is now the richest man in the world. He is worth at least $35 billion. He predicts that paper books will disappear and that people will read e-books on a portable screen or special e-paper. Gates also believes that video conferencing over pocket-sized PCs will be as common as phone calls are today. Interestingly, the technology for this is already available in some countries, but most people continue to talk using only their voices. John Davis researches family relationships. He believes that people will be alone, but not lonely. Many more people will stay single. One of his more interesting ideas is that marriage will be replaced by groups of adults living together and raising children together. Roger Gosden is the author of the book Designing Babies. He says that women will be able to reset their body clocks and have babies up to the age of 70. This would allow women to develop better careers without worrying about not being able to have children. Peter Hudson, who studies the biology of the brain, believes that gene therapy may one day improve people's learning abilities. In addition, older people may be able to lead a much better life as gene therapy is used to fight the memory loss of old age. Peter G. Peterson, a former politician, believes that the average age of people will rise in most countries. These aging societies could mean fewer wars in the future. If there are fewer young people, many countries may not be willing to risk losing them in war. Finally, James Simonson, a leading expert on nanotechnology, predicts that nanotechnology robots will build our cars one molecule at a time and increase our life expectancy by entering our bloodstream to clean and repair the body's organs.